Paul.
I want to thank you for what you did this morning.
Okay.
I want you to know I appreciate that.
All right. I'll send you my bill later. No, I can't remember that.
Like
You know what, you got it written up. You call it, I'd say it, but I don't know.
Okay. You know what they, did they ever keep any pigs here?
Yeah, we had all kinds of animals.
Did you? Where did they used to keep pigs?
Well, some people keep them with the cattle. Most people used to keep them on the cattle in the farms. We had several farms out at this other end of town, between the airport and, well, I don't know, you just arrived, I can't tell you.
Well, I know where the junior college is.
Oh, that's no, that's all brand new.
That's a different...
That's all pumped in area now. That's brand new. Where the airport is, come back about a mile, 2 miles back there.
Okay.
And they had several farms there. We had what is now Flagler Street, that's three blocks up. It used to be nothing there, where pasture for farms, for cattle, they call it Rocky Road. And it was no pavement or nothing, just rocks. And they used to keep the cattle out there. And they slaughtered them out here on the beach area at the end of, this is what we call White Street.
Well, did they ever grow anything out there? Were there ever any type of cultivation ever trying to go around here?
Well, we've grown pineapples, and we've grown fruit, and we've grown citrus, and, well, and sapodilly, sugar apples, and all the native fruit, papaya, limes.
Have you ever done, I mean, has the island done that commercially, too?
No, the only thing we've done commercially, we used to ship out pineapples, quite a bit of it, and we used to ship out tobacco. But, of course, tobacco was imported and then made into cigars.
Oh. Does that go back to the, way back to the Cuban factories that were...
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
I remember reading about that.
Avocado, yeah. Well,
where were the factories first located? Do you remember?
Well, you know what? Well, Winn-Dixie, a quick check out here. There was three out here. And there was one down where the Navy Commissary is.
Okay, I know where that. Now, see, I know where the... I can get my bearings from where the motel is to Hemingway
well,
House to the sub base to...
Well, Commissary was a big factory there. And all around in that surrounding area, they had little homes. The man that owned the factory built the little homes for his cigar workers to work into. And then out here where Quick Check is, which is, say, 10 blocks away from here, if you go out that way, you'll find a bunch of the little stone houses. They all look alike. There's about two or three rows of them, about three blocks of them. They had a big factory there, and each cigar factory, you know, took care of their own.
Did they ever make anything else besides cigars? Did they ever make the other ones?
They didn't make cigarettes. They made just cigars.
Yeah. What do you call the things that, tobacco was grown in what?
Well, tobacco wasn't grown here. It was imported in.
Yeah, okay. And then, but the area that the tobacco grows in, you would call that a what? You say, I got a tobacco, what?
Plantation, I guess.
Okay, but if you just have maybe an acre or two here and an acre or two there, you might have it fenced off. You say, that's my tobacco. You know, like our corn's grown in a certain... See, I got a corn.
So, we didn't have a grew any here.
Okay.
We never grew any tobacco here.
Well, I was just trying to, like you were talking about,
grew pineapples here. We had limes growing.
Okay, what did pineapples grow in? And what do they call the areas that they grew in?
Well, there'd be a farm.
Yeah. Would they have like one area rode off? You know, would they take a...
I don't know.
Oh.
I wasn't here at that time.
Oh, that was before?
That was before my time.
Oh, okay.